Eric Metaxas here. Please join me in a life-saving mission to set Sudanese slaves free through Christian Solidarity International. Since 1995, CSI has freed more than 100,000 women and children from years of bondage and abuse. Your $250 gift frees, feeds, and heals these captives and sets them on a path to a new life in freedom. Please help us free another slave now. Call 888-253-3522, 888-253-3522, or click the CSI banner at MetaxasTalk.com, MetaxasTalk.com.
Welcome to the Eric Metaxas Show with your host, Eric Metaxas.
Folks, welcome to hour two of the Eric Metaxas Show. I'm going to be playing the role of Eric Metaxas. I'm all I could afford. I apologize. But my guest is Amanda Grace. Amanda Grace, we haven't referred to the fact that there's all kinds of animal noises coming from your microphone. I know it's not your stomach. I know it's not you. I know your husband, Chris, is not playing games with us. Are these real animals? What's going on behind you? Before we get into the meat, because we're talking about some really heavy stuff.
We are, yes.
Got to goof around for 2 seconds here.
Okay.
What's going on with the animals?
We have an animal sanctuary attached to the ministry. So it is a part of the ministry. And so many of the animals live in the house. We have animals outside too, that are outside farm animals. But we have in here an African great parrot named Wally, who's 39 years old. He's to my right now in his cage.
Does he give out his real age? Because a lot of people say they're 39.
Yeah, no, that's his real age. He's 39 years old. He just said, hey, he heard his name and he just went, hey, because he says hello. And then in back we have, on the floor here. Let's see if I can show you guys. Hold on. Right on the, there she is. Duchess is sleeping. Let me see if I can move. This was Chris's chair when he came to say hi to you. There she is. There's
the
Duchess.
Wild beast is in your room. What is that?
That is a mini pig. So she is 20 pounds. Yes, she's 20 pounds. And that's as big as she's going to get, basically. So we have her in the room. And then in back of me here, we've got the aviary. There's Chet right there. He's back there sleeping.
Chet? Did you say Chet?
Chet. Chet means eight in Hebrew. And we got him when he was 8 years old. He was surrendered.
Chet so his means name eight?
Chet. Yes, Chet like means eight in Hebrew. Yes.
Okay.
And then we have Grace the Dove in here with... We have a sparrow that was found unable to fly in here also. And we have a little button quail named Oliver in there with them. So that's who's in back of me. I don't know who's snoring right now. One of them is snoring.
And I'm not and you have, sure. And of course, there's the famous Noble the pig who's much
Noble's
bigger.
Outside right now. Yep. Noble's almost, he's about a buck 90. Now Noble. So he's a big boy, but he's like the mayor. He goes out in the morning. He visits all the pens. He visits everyone.
He visits the other animals.
Yes.
He's like, ha ha, you're caged up and I'm not. What is he doing up there?
He just likes to go roam. We taught him the bounds of the property. He knows the bounds. He knows not to go beyond because they're very intelligent pigs. We just did a video today, actually. I walked around the sanctuary. We showed everybody. A lot of the animals, some of the babies we have here,
and
we
show the Noble on your YouTube channel.
Yes, we did. Yes, today. Yes.
Okay, now we're going to get serious again.
Okay.
You said that in the word that you got on the 31st of August, that God gave you a very direct word, very specific. This was not a sense. This was not a dream. This is actual words, and people can look it up at your Blogspot. You said there's going to be a shaking, the president, the vice president, the secretary of state. Mm-hmm. But then you say, just as the kingdom was torn away from Saul. So it seems like the shaking will precede their being removed from office, or at least the president.
Yeah, it almost looks that way. And the reference is, see, the Lord is the word. So he always takes it back to the word. When you're delivering a prophetic word from the Lord, he's the word. So he's going to quote himself. You know, he's going to quote scripture.
Yes.
And he mentioned Saul, Athaliah, and Belshazzar. Belshazzar is very important. He is in the book of Daniel. And when the book of Daniel opens, Belshazzar is king. And he does something blasphemous. He takes the articles out of the temple, the gold and the silver articles used for worshiping God, and they fill them with wine and they praise the gods of gold and silver with God's articles. So you can only imagine how incensed God gets, that God's hand comes down and writes on the wall in front of Belshazzar, mene mene tekel ufarsin, which means you have been judged and found wanting, and now the kingdom shall be torn away from you and divided amongst the Medes and the Persians. That night, the Medes and the Persians invaded. Belshazzar was removed, and Darius the Mede took the position of king, who was involved in the lion's den incident in Daniel.
I mean, let's just to annotate this for people just tuning in. Not only are you saying that God said these things to you, but the clear implication is that justice is coming to those who, as God put it in this word, who have blood on their hands, the leaders in this fake administration, that there's a reckoning coming. And you, it seems to me, in at other times have out and out said that you do believe Biden's presidency will not last, or that Trump will be back. Did you say those things clearly, or that's just a sense?
From what the Lord is saying, there's going to be a disruption in that presidency. I believe the Lord is setting up, because he says in here too, it's not a man that will save you, America, it's me. But I think he's going to operate through Trump and those around Trump in some amazing ways as this is happening. Now, you know how I know this is going to happen? I'll tell you. The Lord gave me something similar last year. And last year, he gave me about Andrew Cuomo. And it was October 31st and the end of December that I prophesied the removal of Andrew Cuomo before the end of 2021. He would be removed from office.
Really? And, see, I should write these things down. And I know you don't just make stuff up. So specifically, yes. God told you that.
Yes.
In October of last year and December of last year. And of course, it just came to pass recently.
He said he was going to be dealt a heavy blow for the smug, indignant things he's done against Almighty God, and that there would be an event in the capital of Albany that would set the tone. It really was the removal of Cuomo. And so the Lord tells me these things last year. He actually started talking about Cuomo in 2019 to me. So we now have the two bookends of the United States of America, California and New York. We've got both governors in hot water falling, okay?
Well, one of them fell, and the other one is on his way.
The other one is tipping over. When you see California and New York, the two coasts this happening, you need to start looking to Washington, D.C. Because you see what I mean?
Well, I mean, I see that in the natural. It makes sense to me. But so you're not suggesting that God said that to you?
I'm saying from what I can see in the word and what I see prophetically happening coming to pass in the natural, that we need to start looking towards Washington, D.C. now.
When do you know when is this recall election? Like, I should know this.
But I think it's in November.
Oh, it's not till November? Oh,
I think it's in October or November, the recall election.
I should know this. Shame on me. Larry Elder, of course. Now, people need to be really clear. I want to say this.
Yes.
Forget about Larry Elder. The first step is recalling Newsom.
Yes, that's
once that happens, then you move to the next step of picking who's going to be the next governor. But it's not a contest between Newsom and Larry Elder. Step one, get Newsom out, recall Newsom, then you deal with who's going to replace him. I just want to be clear about that.
Yes.
Okay, so when you say that there's going to be the way that Athaliah thought everything's fine, and then suddenly, you know, out of the weeds, here comes 7-year-old Josiah, Shazam, yeah, is made king. That implies to me that Biden will be removed from office prematurely, not in an election, but prematurely.
Yeah, it's interesting because I'm watching some of these things happen because, you know, I stay away from the news because I have to hear the Lord clearly. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So well, another interruption. Everybody should do what you just said. People should get their face at their ears out of the news. It is so corrosive and destructive and hopeless. And that's why I wanted to have you on this week. Your voice of hope. People wonder, Eric, how do you have hope? because I listen to my friends, Chris Reed and Mike Thompson and Amanda and a number of other people who are saying that God is saying some things that would give us hope and get our focus on him. So
that's what he wants. Yes, that's exactly what
we're, listen, we're going to go to another break, but I want to keep you if you have the time.
Sure.
Folks, don't go away. We'll be right back. Hey, folks, I've got to tell you a secret about Relief Factor that the father-son owners, Pete and Seth Talbot, have never made a big deal about, but I think it is a big deal. I really do. They sell the three-week quick start pack for just $19.95 to anyone struggling from pain like neck, shoulder, back, hip, or knee pain, $19.95, about a dollar a day. But what they haven't broadcasted much is that every time they sell a three-week quick start, they lose money. In fact, they don't even break even until about 4 to 5 months after if you keep ordering it. Friends, that's huge. People don't keep ordering Relief Factor month after month if it doesn't work. So yes, Pete and Seth are literally on a mission to help as many people as possible deal with their pain. They really do put their money where their mouths are. So if you're in pain from exercise or even just getting older, order the three-week quick start for $19.95. Let's see if we can get you out of pain too. Go to relieffactor.com, relieffactor.com, or call 800-500-8384, 800-500-8384, relieffactor.com. I use it. It works. Folks, welcome back. I'm talking to Amanda Grace. Amanda, heavy stuff. So let's just keep going. What else?
Okay. He says, the Lord, you shall be judged and found wanting, and those propping you up shall be judged as well. He's speaking to the administration. For this is a shadow presidency within a shadow government, says the Lord this day. A prop, a ruse, and puppets are indeed disposable, says the Lord thy God this day. So he's telling them, you're going to be disposed of. The enemy's going to dispose of you as quickly as he's used you. You see what I mean?
So, but, it still sounds like there's several implications that Biden is going to be thrown out of office, that there's some huge thing going to happen. I don't know exactly quite what it is, but
now this is interesting. This next one is really interesting. He says, I shall make a spectacle of them as the people return unto me. It is not a man that shall save you, O America. It is by my power and outstretched arm. You shall be redeemed and washed and cleansed as a river of blood has run through your nation, that I, the Lord, am damming up their channels and avenues and quarries. And he says in parentheses, remember that word, quarry. That is not a word I use, but a quarry is where they go to take really like, to take stone from that they use to build their buildings.
Well, go back to that sentence. You'll be redeemed, washed, cleansed.
As a river of blood has run through your nation, that I, the Lord, am damming up their channels and avenues and quarries, and I shall dry up your supply of what you take power from, says the Lord thy God this day. He's speaking to the wicked right now, saying, I know every channel and avenue and quarry you are using to get power from, to get supplies from, and the Lord is warning them he's going to dry it all up on them.
Wow.
That's what he's saying to them. He's putting them on notice, is what he's doing.
Okay. Keep them.
Now, this is interesting, too. He says, they have defied the living God, and I have given time for repentance and change, for I am long-suffering. However, it is minutes to midnight, and there shall be an October surprise, says the Lord of hosts this day.
Okay, so now we're talking about October.
Yep.
So when you get a word like this, Amanda, again, I want to be clear. You don't have any doubt God is speaking to you. You're not riffing.
No.
People hear from God in different ways, and different people hear from God in different ways at different times. But this was just a clear word. You're getting every word,
yes,
and you type it up, you write it down, you type it up. It's on your blog spot. But God said there will be an October surprise. If it was God, we're gonna come to October and we will see, right? You know, we're not supposed to ignore these things. If God says something like this, we're supposed to take it seriously. You go on to say something about the collapse of a media entity. Is that the next thing?
Okay. So he talks about how he says the Spirit of the Lord, this day the airwaves, the towns, the tents of meeting shall be filled with my word, with an appeal to their creator, proclaiming the works of the Lord, proclaiming my power. And as this occurs, there shall be a collapse of an entire media entity. As this occurs, what Babel has built shall be confused and fall, says the Lord of hosts, this day, as these high places shall come down, as an event in your nation shall bring forth an even greater exodus for those to search out the truth through other media sources that shall and will glorify my name. So
I got to say that actually sounds, what's that?
He's talking about a major shift here happening in media.
Well, it sounds like he's talking about something being exposed that's going to bring down some media entity.
An entire one, yeah.
And that's going to force people to look elsewhere. In other words, I think that there are many people who have been drinking at the fountain of the mainstream media. And my hope, I don't know if that's what the Lord is saying here, but that would be exposed to the extent that these people would finally wake up and in a sense say, okay, I know I can't trust these folks anymore. I've got to look a little harder and a little farther to find out what is really going on because I've been lied to.
Yes. And the Lord is saying the airwaves are going to be full. They're getting really full of, you know, talking about him and looking to him for the answer. So the airwaves are beginning to more and more be saturated with talking about the Lord and what the Lord's going to do.
That is so amazing. That is so wonderful. I'm going to hit pause. James, is this the 9:30 or the 10:30?
10:30.
It is.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay, great. I'm going to keep going then. Great. Here we go. This is big stuff, Amanda. It's one of the reasons I want to have you on. You do a lot of prophesying, but there was something about this that seemed a little different, a little heavier, a little more important. I said, I think you need to come on and talk, because many people have said that one of the, this is how I take it in my spirit. This is my interpretation, is that people were looking too much to Donald Trump, and God wants to say, Hey, I choose who rises, who falls. I want you to look at me. And I think that in a sense, by allowing us to go through this really horrible, horrible, horrible time, we're forced to look to God because we realize there's no help apart from God. Donald Trump, nobody can do anything unless God blesses us. The world can go to hell, and God allowed the Holocaust to happen.
Right.
Let's not pretend like everything's going to be hunky-dory.
That's right.
It strikes me that God does this in a way, just as he let the Israelites go up against the Red Sea. They were dead. The Egyptian army is coming down on them. They are dead.
Yes.
And then God does something so dramatic
that they never expected,
that they could never, ever dream that it wasn't God.
That's right.
It was God. And we know that God could have led them around the Red Sea. He could have done things 100 different ways.
Yeah.
But he specifically brought them to this impossible, horrible moment to reveal his power. And that's what I keep getting as I listen to you and various other people, that it seems like that's where we are, that people have to be really hopeless apart from God. And then when God does something, or when things get really worse, they cry out to God, which is what we should be doing at this point.
His strength is made perfect in our weakness. So at the Red Sea, the most amazing part of that is that God was calling out Baal at the Red Sea. Now God wants to talk to Baal. Okay, now he's to that point where, you know, now he's calling him out. So what happened was God set a trap, because when he parted that sea, Pharaoh thought Baal is the one who parted the sea. That's okay, why he went in.
I heard you give a teaching on this not long ago, and I've never heard this before. Or maybe, I don't know if it was you and somebody else. I can't remember.
Robin Bullock talks about this too.
I think it was Robin Bullock, but I never heard this before. In all the sermons I've heard about the Red Sea, I never heard anybody talk about what you just said. So break that down for us so people understand, because I never heard about this until I heard it either from you or Robin Bullock.
Yes. Now they came to the point, and I want to get the name right from this because I think it was called Baal Perazim. Let me see here. I'll tell you right now, because it, when they came to the Red Sea, yes, Baal Perazim, I think it was where they came to the Red Sea. It was that place, I believe. It had to do, the name Baal was in it. And so what happens is they come down there to that point. And it's really like the Lord's calling out Baal at that moment. So when the sea got parted, Pharaoh thought Baal parted the sea for him to go in after his enemies and slaughter the Jews. God really set a trap. Baal was helpless at that point to help and disabled, kind of like the Mount Carmel situation. And when Pharaoh went in thinking, we got him, God said, no, I got you, and closed the sea on them. This is the kind of moment they think right now, the wicked, we got him, and God's knowing, no, I have you.
Well, when people think about miracles, there are two principal miracles that come to mind in the scripture in terms of gigantic miracles. One is the parting of the Red Sea, and the other is the resurrection of Jesus. In both cases, as I understand this, the devil thought he had won.
Yes.
And then there's this outrageous reversal and this humiliation where God makes a spectacle of his enemies. They're not just defeated, but God makes a spectacle, an open spectacle of them. I don't know what lies ahead.
Oh, Baal Zephon, that was it. They came to a place called Baal Zephon. I knew the name Baal was in it.
It's amazing just to learn this and to dig into the scriptures.
Baal Perazim is where David defeated the Philistines, just so everybody knows.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Well, we've learned about Athaliah, Amaziah, Josiah, and we just learned about Baal. What is it?
Oh, Baal Zephon. That's where the incident happened at the Red Sea. Yes. Zephon. Baal Zephon. Yes.
All right. We're gonna keep you, if we may,
yes,
for one more segment, really enjoying this time. Folks, please don't go away. And please go to ericmetaxas.com, sign up for my newsletter, follow us on Rumble. We want you to share these videos, please, to get the word out. Thank you. Hey, folks, Eric Metaxas here. Joe Biden and the Democrats have laid out the most socialist agenda our country has ever seen. Instead of following President Trump's blueprint that had the economy booming, the Dems are going to raise taxes, increase regulations, and skyrocket an already outrageous national debt. If your retirement is in traditional investments, it is in jeopardy. Americans should be diversifying their investments with gold and precious metals. Gold gives you control over your wealth and protects you from market volatility, inflation, and a weakening dollar. When investing in gold, I turn to Legacy Precious Metals. Legacy Precious Metals has over 40 years of experience in helping Americans protect their finances, and this team is prepared to patiently consider your own personal financial needs. If you're looking to invest in gold, call the good folks at Legacy Precious Metals today at 866-473-6204 or visit them online at legacypminvestments.com. Don't leave your retirement to chance, friends. Contact Legacy Precious Metals today. That's 866-473-6204. Folks, final segment with our friend Amanda Grace. You can go to Amanda Grace for him, number four, Amanda Grace for him,
blogspot.com.
Okay, Amanda, let's keep going. You said that there's going to be the collapse of an entire media entity. And I think you also said something in the Word about where God says, watch the wonders that I do. Even non-believers will recognize. I think you said that.
Yes. Now this is interesting. I'm going to read this part. We'll go to this part here because I think it leads into what you said. The Lord talks about a tipping point. Okay. He talks about a tipping point, and yes, he does talk towards the end about what you said just now, but he says this, and says the Spirit of the Lord this day. He talks about meetings within Belgium and the EU shall now lose its footing as another state shall come forth with evidence that seals the deal as to what they attempted to steal. a heist of the century, says the Lord. However, they utilize fallen hosts and very damaged men and women who would kill for position. In parentheses, remember this as well. They would kill for position. So that's going to come out one way or another. Some of these people. He says, there shall be an overturning in your nation. And by January, there shall be an eruption as evidence that all they have hidden is being compelled to the surface. Generals, past and present, have met in secret. And as they seek me, I shall help them outmaneuver the enemy's plans. As it looked bleak for a moment with Washington as well. He's talking about George Washington. And a brave plan that came from me, the Lord, and the willingness to endure the harshness for a moment caught the enemy by surprise. And a much greater army was defeated because of the obedience of the general and the willingness to step out in faith as I, the Lord, went before them. He's talking about crossing the Delaware on Christmas during Easter.
That was my theory. I was going to say, it sounds to me like it's the crossing of the Delaware where they surprised the Hessians on Christmas morning, I guess it was. Wow.
There's a lot here. The Lord gives a lot of information. He says also, let me see here, a shaking. Okay. He talks about breaking the and fracturing the oaths and chants that have been done within the White House and the halls of Congress. And he says a shaking in the halls of Congress shall occur and an overthrowing suddenly of leadership whose seat they thought was so secure. However, I, the Lord, have denied the continuance of such as a changing of the guards, plural, must occur. And he says, those who seek me out shall find their weak points, loopholes and mistakes, and areas of wire fraud so deep it was covered up by a company who claims to do good, but has been involved deep under the hood. Hood is capitalized. This is a parable here in a way the Lord is giving. This is a riddle.
I don't get this hood. Why did the Lord highlight for you the word hood?
Could be a car company, could be a search engine company, could be something along that line.
So, but wire fraud? In other words, you're saying there's going to be an exposure of real financial corruption tied
that
to
was so deep. Yes.
Leadership in the Congress.
Yep. Oh, this company is involved. Whoever this company is, this wire fraud goes so deep, it was covered up by them. So that's going to come to the surface. We'll know it when we see it. We'll go, aha, it's that company when it comes out in the open. Okay. So that is, I'm curious to see who that is. That's all I'm going to say about that.
And you said, we just got a moment or two left here, but just to go back, you said that you felt Yom Kippur or before Yom Kippur, there was going to be a shaking or a breaking. I can't remember what we said about that earlier.
Oh, a breaking point during the Jewish feast. That's what the Lord said. He called it
that's breaking now. Point. That is now. That is within the next week.
Yes, it is within the next week. Now, he does say here, which goes into what you said. He says, seek me while I may be found. I shall give you the answers and strategies you need, as you cannot win this battle without me, capitalize that, Almighty God, going before you. For I am rising up. Let God arise and let his enemies be scattered. Rally with boldness, my children, knowing I am with you. I am protecting you. Seek my word, my presence, for you shall indeed find rest even in the storm. I am raising up my children, mighty men and women, for such an hour, and they shall speak with the shock and awe of my capitalized power that shall shake the spirit and the natural alike. For I am God, there is none other. I am with you always, even until the end of the age. Seek me to correctly put the pieces together, as astounding truths and revelation shall come forth that the enemy never thought my people would see. Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. I am with you, my children. Know this is an incredible moment in your nation. Rise to the occasion in faith and watch the wonders I do before the eyes of even those who don't believe, but shall in this hour. That's how he ends it. Thus saith the Lord of hosts in the mighty name of Yeshua.
Watch the amen wonders I do, even for those who do not believe. See, that's to me, as I try to make sense of this in my own brain, as I hear all these different things.
Yes.
It sounds to me like God is going to do the kinds of things we have not seen in our lifetime.
I think there's going to be some unprecedented things. Yes. that happened.
When we're talking about the level of unprecedented corruption, when you have an election stolen, when you have the thing, nothing like this has ever happened, where there's back deals with China. Whatever is going on is unprecedented. And for God to correct it, it's going to itself be unprecedented. We're out of time. Amanda Grace, we just love having you on. Give my love to Chris and to Noble. I know Noble's making his rounds. We'll be in touch. God bless you. Thank
Praise
you.
Praise the Lord. God bless you. All glory be to God. Thank you, everybody. Thank you, Eric.
Suzanne, the plans they made put an end to you. I walked out this morning and I wrote down this song. I just can't.
Folks, I'm very excited because we go from the frying pan into the fire itself. His name is Mike Lindell. Mike, my friend, I just want to hear more about what you've been doing. Tell me, if you would, what in the world happened between you and Fox News? It's the strange. When I heard this, I said, "I'm the world must be ending. What is happening?"
Well, it's you know what? It's Fox is, it's shame on Fox. It's shame on Fox. They are disgusting what they've done to our country. And what I mean by that is no news. They don't, and it's not just machines. They don't, they, it goes all the way to last summer when they wouldn't talk about therapeutics that worked, you know, anything that worked that could have saved lives, you know, a little over a year ago. They wouldn't talk about anything. They wouldn't give us the news. They wouldn't give us the, you know, be journalists. I said it before, Eric, they couldn't even be a, they couldn't be a weather channel now because I'd be afraid they wouldn't report an oncoming storm. That's how Fox is. They're disgusting. And what they did to me is before the symposium, I, you know, I'm one of their biggest saboteurs. I've stuck by them whenever one of the hosts at night, Tucker or whoever, or Laura or Sean say something, and they go boycott Mike Lindell and the bots and trolls. They say, don't boycott him. He'll double his ads. We see enough of that guy. I've always stuck with them. I've stuck with CNN and MSNBC. I advertise on every channel. I've kept my pillow separate. But here's what Fox did. Before the symposium, I ran an ad directing people to Frank's speech for my cyber symposium. Now, they censored it and did not run the ad. They said they would not run the ad. Every other one in the country, ABC, CBS, CNN, MSNBC, they all approved it. Every one of them approved it, including Newsmax and OAN, of course. But here's what happened. During the first day of the symposium, Dominion sues OAN and Newsmax for running that ad. They didn't sue ABC, CBS, CNN, or any of them. Isn't that convenient? So now, get this. So what I do then, I was so upset. I said, I'm a man of moral principles. And I said, you know what? If you can't, if you're going to be part of this cancel culture, Fox, and part of losing our country, I'm taking my ads and my pillow off you. And I did. Eric, that cost me $1 million a week at my pillow. $1 million a week because that's direct sales. So I don't get that back. That I can't go over to Newsmax or OAN or somewhere or CNN and put ads there because every one of our ads is not a branding ad. It's a break even or make something. My employees rely on that. But it's the principle of the thing. If I would have succumbed and not took my ad down because they censored that ad, just what they did last week, they doubled down, Eric. I put a new one out. Just go to Frank's speech because we need to get our voice back to have this voice. We're gaining millions of people there to broadcast out. Well,
right.
Guess who the only one in the country was that didn't accept that yet? Very generic. Go to frankspeech.com and get MyPillow specials. Use the promo code Eric. No, I didn't tell them that, but they can. So we put great specials on Frank's speech to get people there from the ads. So basically it was for MyPillow products and for great entrepreneurs, my store products were on there. The only company or the only outlet in the whole country that did not accept that ad, it rhymes with Fox.
I have a question. Does this mean, and Albin, you can back me up on this, if Fox is not running MyPillow and if Fox is not running ads for Frank's speech, this means that Fox is only running ads exclusively to combat toenail fungus. And that's disgusting. because if you're eating a snack or something, it's really disgusting. So right now, it's 100% toenail fungus ads on Fox. It seems to me, because I don't want to talk about this anymore. Mike, we're living in extraordinary times. Did you ever think 10 years ago that you would be at the center of history? This is, nobody could predict anything as bizarre except for God. Who knows?
No, yeah, I can, and that's why you really realize that you really realize this is such a battle of good and evil. And I knew, you know, back in everyone knows my story when the drug dealers did the intervention in 2008, and I walked back up. I couldn't buy crack anywhere in the streets, and the one guy says they had cut me off of crack, and he said to me, he said, Mike, he said, you've been telling us for years that this MyPillow thing is just a platform for God, and you're going to quit someday and come back and help us all. Now, Eric, I thought that was the Lindell Recovery Network.org. By the way, if you're an addict out there, go there. It's free. It'll help you. I thought that was it. A couple years ago, she said, no, she said, there's going to be a bigger, even something bigger you can't even imagine. And if you'd have told me something like this, it's like living inside of the biggest spy movie and craziness in history. It's like living inside of a Twilight Zone episode that never ends. Every day I get up, it's going to be different, but yet I'm so hopeful, everybody, because you know what? Imagine if we were in this position and didn't have all the things that we had, you know, the things that all the evidence and all these things. We are on the side of truth, and God, it's all going to get revealed, whether they can keep holding it down and holding it down. I already know I really feel the outcome down the road, and I've said it before, will be the greatest uniting of our country in history. My friends are Democrats. I just talked to one on my board yesterday, and we argued about the vaccines. And I said, you know what? What do you care what I do if you take it? If you've already taken it, you can go do all the mandates. You can get in. You can go eat like anyone you want to. I won't take it. And he goes, well, you're killing people. I said, no. All the people that choose not to take it, that's their risk. Other people have things that actually work. Or maybe they had COVID, and why would you do a nonsensical thing like take the vaccine again? So we talked about these things. And what it's doing, it's opening people's eyes over here, even though the news, they tell us one thing or nothing like Fox, it's opening their eyes. When you see all these terrible things like Afghanistan, open borders, and all this craziness, like on the day of the inauguration, you take away 50,000 union jobs. These things don't help any of us. They help one overseas. Could it rhyme with China? I mean, you guys got to look at this. I have friends in Australia, Eric. If you knew what was going on in Australia, it's like a training center for what they're going to do to the U.S. And we are right behind them. They're destroying Australia. Right. You can't leave your house in its mark of the beast. They track you. You can't go 100 yards from your house.
The sane people sound like they're crazy. Mike, you're the sanest man in America. People can't handle it. God is on his throne. We're going to keep you just for a few more minutes, Alvin. Is that okay?
Yep.
We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. A couple of minutes left with our friend Mike Lindell. Mike, frankspeech.com. Your voice and frankspeech.com have been so attacked and so oppressed, suppressed. I want my audience to understand we're in a battle, and we need to know who's fighting. There are very few people talking about the election, which is bizarre. It's bizarre because we're being baited that if you talk about it, you're going to get in trouble. Shut up. And a lot of people say, okay, I'll shut up. I wrote about Germany in the 30s. Very similar. Yep. Same kind of people.
Yep.
Wonderful people. They're incentivized to shut up. They're incentivized to go with the program. And they go, well, okay, I'll just go with the program. I don't know where this is leading. I'm not thinking about that. This could lead to death camps. This could lead to the end of all kinds of wonderful things. We're not thinking about it. We're just thinking about protecting myself today, going with the flow.
Right.
By the grace of God, you and I and a handful of others are not inclined to go with the flow. I think it's the grace of God. I don't think we're heroes. I think that we just have been God honors us by allowing us
right.
to speak the truth at a time when it's difficult.
Right. And that's true. And remember, in Germany, they have one of the best marketers in history that convinced a whole country they were better than other people. Goebel or whatever his name was that worked for Hitler.
George Goebel.
This is what's going on. Yeah, this is what's going on here in the United States. They've already done it in Australia and other countries. But what's going on here is you have all the media except for a few. And the ones that you don't have, you suppress them. Never in the history of our country has so many people, their podcasts get canceled on YouTube, Vimeo. This is where all their income came from. So it was so important that I put together frankspeech.com, which, by the way, the media can tell you out there, oh, it's not working. Absolutely, it's working. We have millions on board now, and we're taking podcasts and great shows like yours, bringing them there so they have the audience of the whole 3 million people following them now. And we got, so now we need to
get this program on Frank's speech.
Yeah.
When we're done talking, we need to finally do this. It's been a challenge for us. You know, we've been canceled off of YouTube.
We got to get you on there, Eric. You're the voice, and we got to get people out there that have the voices. You would be surprised. Hundreds of millions. I mean, over 100 million people, not just the ones that voted for Donald Trump. Everybody is concerned. It could be as high as 200 million people are concerned in the United States about this election, about these machines and about vaccines and all these things. They don't know both sides of stories. They don't know this. They're sitting in the dark. They don't know. And they get one thing fed to them. And it's your mainstream media, which, and then you don't even have Fox anymore. Because
Fox News yesterday, I was flipping around. Fox News aired an ad pushing people to get the vaccine. It was a big ad pushing people, friendly voice, to get the vaccine, even
Isn't
though
that disgusting?
There may be no reason conceivable for you to get it and only a downside, but they're pushing it. Let young people get the vaccine, healthy young people. We don't know what it's going to do, but who cares? Just get it so you can go to a restaurant.
Yeah, they put that ad up, but yet Fox will not let a frankspeech.com ad go up just to direct people to try this, to go watch this new platform, because you get to hear everything over here. And when I say, oh, it's a platform of truth, it is a platform of truth. We're putting stuff up. It's not even talking about both sides, which, you know, heaven forbid do that, you know. It's like when Jimmy Kimmel and I talked on his show. Halfway through, he actually talked civilly. Like, we don't have this anymore. I go, Jimmy, they tried to cancel you out last summer. That was for blackface in the 90s. And he said to me, Eric, he goes, but Mike, the difference is I did something bad. All you did was back a man you believe in. Well, let me tell you about that statement. I backed Donald Trump, and I was attacked for, you know, off and on for since I met him in the summer. 2016. But since I found evidence, Eric, to the machines and to this attack, I've been attacked worse than any person in history.
We need people to go to frankspeech.com. Mike, to be continued. God bless you, my friend.
Thank you, Eric. God bless.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never before seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to salemnow.com. Salemnow.com.